Much of Greater Sydney has been battered by a weekend of torrential rain and flooding, with thousands forced to evacuate and waters expected to rise further today. Overnight, the Warragamba Dam was spilling at a rate greater than during the devastating floods in March and April, with those in the Hawkesbury and Nepean valleys advised to be ready to leave at short notice. At least one person is dead after a kayak capsized in the Parramatta River. Joining me now is Adam Jones from the New South Wales State Emergency Services. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
What are residents waking up to this morning? What's unfolding right now?
Well, the rain's still coming down, and obviously in those Hawkesbury Nepean area, those river levels are still rising. We've got 69 evacuation orders out throughout Western Sydney, through there and through the Georges. We've got an evacuation, 64 evacuation warnings throughout those areas. There is one down in the Illawarra as well, down on Lake Illawarra. But everyone waking up there, if they've had an evacuation order, hopefully they've already left. An evacuation order means you need to leave now. An evacuation warning is meaning that you need to be prepared and to leave the second that order comes through. It's about saving lives and looking after everyone in your community.
And are you finding that people are cooperating, complying with those instructions?
Look, these communities are so resilient. They have been hit. You know, this is going to be the third time for most of them, and this is going to be a higher flood, we're being told, than the 2021-2022, which is silly because that is this year, floods that we had come through. And so, you know, these people know what to expect. And yes, the majority of people are getting out. Obviously, there are, you know, always a few outliers, but predominantly they're out there, they're helping each other. There's a really strong community out there.
And how does this compare with what we've seen already this year in terms of the flood levels?
We've been told that the peaks here are going to be higher, and not significantly higher, but they are going to be higher. And so that means if you've been affected by flooding or the flooding got close before, there's a very good chance it's going to happen again. And anything you can do now to prepare, you know, lifting your furniture up, you know, moving anything that you can out, having your plan, knowing where you're going to go, doing that now can save precious times when that order comes through. If there are many reasons why it could take longer, you know, people who have got kids, people who have got animals, people who have special needs that are different to, you know, everybody else. Everyone's situation is different and you need to prepare. The community wants to help these people as well. The best way to do it, if it's appropriate to do so, is to reach out to someone in these communities and let them know that they've got somewhere safe to go. There are evacuation centres open in all of these areas, so everyone has somewhere to go. There is no need to be sleeping out on the street. But if you do want to help, reach out.
For those listening this morning that are anywhere near these impacted zones, which areas are on alert this morning?
So we've got that Hawkesbury Nepean area. So that's, you know, Windsor, Richmond, all the way down to Wiseman's Ferry, all those areas there. Obviously that Georges River through Milperra, Lansvale, all of those areas. But we've also got minor floods coming up into the Lower Hunter. And then on top of all of that, we've still got flash flooding risks throughout the whole footprint of this event. And that's from the Lower Hunter all the way down to Jervis Bay and out to the Blue Mountains. And flash flooding by its nature, we can't predict where it's exactly going to fall. That's why the warning's out for the whole area. And that means that you need to be on the lookout, know your surroundings. The key thing you can do there is to limit any travel you're going to do. You know, if it's not an essential trip, don't take it. If you're on an essential trip, make sure you check live traffic to see if you can get through. And if you're out on the roads, slow down. Turn on your hazard lights and never drive through flood water. Even if 50 other cars have just gone through, it doesn't take much to float an average little car. So turn around. You watch everyone else go, that's a really clever idea. We should do that and follow on.
Probably shouldn't need to be asked, but we will. What is an essential trip?
Look, an essential trip is something you have to take. You know, if you're going to work today but you could work from home, give your boss a call and let them know that, you know, is it okay if I work from home? Is it really important that you get there? Have you got food at home? You just go to the shops to grab a snack or something? You know, stay at home. If it's not essential, we've seen people in the last couple of years die from going to work and going to get something from the shops. It's not worth it. Don't drive through flood water.
And in terms of getting information, is it all through the SES website? Where should people go if they are this morning waking up and wanting to find out more?
Obviously, keep your radios on. New South Wales SES website, SES Facebook page, and then the Bureau of Meteorology is the key place to get your factual information.
Adam Jones, thank you very much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Stay safe, New South Wales.
Adam Jones there from the New South Wales SES. A very busy morning.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.